Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back. I'm Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So this is really, really interesting. You know, there was a skull that was found. Let me try to find there's a picture of it where apparently back in, all of a sudden my computer crashed. So it was like one of the first signs of neurosurgery that was done back in the olden days. And I saw an image of it this morning, and I want to kind of take a look. And it was a Peruvian. I think it was a Peruvian warrior that sustained a skull injury. And surgery was done. We're talking over 2,000 years, where they implanted a metal plate. And apparently, the surgeon was successful. This blows my mind. The Museum, of Osteology in Oklahoma, and I'm reading this from Daily Mail, says the skull, which is in its collection, is reported to have been that of a man who was injured during battle before having some of the earliest forms of surgery to implant a piece of metal in his head to repair the fracture. Experts told the Daily Star that the man survived the surgery, with the skull now a key piece of evidence in proving that the ancient peoples were capable of performing advanced surgeries. And what it looks like is it was metal that might have been like poured in and then cooled, and it might have had something under the metal to protect the brain. I'm not sure, but it looks like there's a crack in the skull. Maybe from a blow, one of those weapons that was, you know, it's on his right side of the head. So whoever attacked him, maybe left-handed, I don't know. And there were a lot more left-handed people in the olden days. But somebody struck him, and they tried to fill up the hole with metal. It's very well done. It's amazing how this we're able to look at this. His skull, however, though, was elongated, and we have seen these modifications of people's skulls, where members of certain tribes would intentionally deform the skulls of young children, bind them with cloth, even bind the head between two pieces of wood for prolonged periods of time to make them look a little bit more cone-headed. Now, why would they do that? Well, it could be because headaches. It could be because of intracerebral pressure. Maybe some of these kids had bleeds. Some of these kids had issues. Maybe they were worried about meningitis. I'm not sure. Even though that could still kill, they probably felt that a larger head space would be a treatment to prevent maybe intracerebral pressure. I don't know. But Peruvian elongated skulls with metal surgery implanted after returning from battle, estimated from about 2,000 years ago, we have one of the coolest pieces of osteotomy, what coolest medical. I love medical history, so seeing this is just right up my alley. They said we don't have a ton of background on this piece, but we do know he survived the procedure. Based on the broken bones surrounding the repair, you can see it is tightly fused together. It was a successful surgery, meaning the bone grew into it. It wasn't that the bone just cracked. It wasn't that the metal. I mean, the fact that the metal stuck, you know, and that means he lived after the surgery. The skull had originally been kept in the museum's private collection, never put on display until 2020, when there was growing public interest of the artifact due to news coverage. The area where the skull was discovered in Peru has long been known for surgeons who invented a series of complex procedures to treat a fractured skull. The injury was commonplace at the time due to the use of projectiles like slingshots during battle. Elongated skulls were common in Peru at the time, they say, and were stretched by applied force to a person's cranium, often by binding it between two pieces of wood. But see, here's the thing. His cranium was already elongated. And so my guess is he had the procedure when he was a child, because once the bones ossify, it's really hard to do as an adult. Some reasons for elongation was for a way for society's elites to mark themselves out and go, "Hi, this is who I am." Subsequent archaeological digs have found that Peruvian women who had elongated skulls were less likely to have suffered serious head injuries than those without. Again, maybe it's because of more space. This is nothing I would recommend in this day and age for modern time. Surgeons during that time period would scrape a hole in the skull of a living human without the use of modern anesthesia or sterile techniques. They didn't have ether. They didn't have, I mean, now, it could be that this guy had head trauma, so maybe he was unconscious, but my guess is he was probably awake at the time. They didn't have anesthesia. So, this is some fascinating stuff. What was the metal? Well, we believe silver and gold were the most common metals at the time. They're going to have to obviously take a piece of it and then be able to extract it. But if you do that, then you kind of ruin the look. It's magnificent. In a 2018 study published in Current Anthropology, the practice of elongating skulls was found among various cultures ranging from the Mayas to the Huns. Were found to be a status, a symbol of privilege and prestige in groups worldwide. And because it's a artificial environmental change, it's not genetic. You're not going to have babies born with that. So they would have to do that to children. But the skull is a lot more pliable and not completely ossified. You have the anterior fontanelle, you have fontanelles, and you have openings, and you have sutures within the skull while it's still pretty pliable. And so they're able to manipulate it a lot in young children. Once you're an adult, it's too hard. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Don't go away.
Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Show 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Sometimes you guys can call in live. We're live 9 to noon, Monday through Friday, except if I have a conference or a rare thing. Sometimes we play a replay, but for the most part, we're 9 to noon every day. If you listen to us non-Pacific time or sometimes listen to us delayed, you might get our answer line. And we will take your call the next show. So let's go to our answer line and see what you guys have for us. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hey, I'm just calling about the ranch dressing thing. The ranch dressing you want that you taste in the restaurants is Ken's. K-E-N-S.
Yes.
Ken's dressing is the one you're going to find in most pizzerias. And you can still find it at the store. And that's the best tasting one that you're talking about, I believe. All right, let me know.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, we talked about ranch dressing. Remember, French dressing finally got the FDA release where they don't their identity doesn't have to be consistently under review and they have to follow a certain recipe. Because I was like, ranch dressing tastes different to me. Everybody's ranch tastes different, but the one ranch that I like in pizza places, and it's Ken's. You're not the first person that told me, but I forgot. Somebody else had said that too, so I know you're right. I know you're right, because somebody else said Ken's is the best. And it's funny, because I think there's a Ken's warehouse in Southern Nevada we drive by. And it catches my eye, because my brother-in-law is Ken. So Ken's ranch dressing, I'm going to buy some, because if so, I want to just carry it with me every time I go to a restaurant or Super Bowl. Super Bowl's coming up. Okay, did you guys watch football this weekend? Okay, I did pretty well, considering. I bet on the Chiefs. I bet on the Bucks. I bet on the Bills. I could never not bet on the Cowboys. You know, I knew the Cowboys were going to struggle with the 49ers. You know, but I love my boys. I love the Cowboys. And sadly, they had some issues. And their issues, this was a game I never expected. So they were trailing, and they shouldn't have never trailed. I mean, I knew they weren't going to win once they let themselves get that behind. But Dak Prescott had the ability to catch up. And they were 23-17 in the final of the fourth, and they were making some amazing headway. All of a sudden, the referee seems to get in the way, had to touch the ball, and then the clock ran out. Now, again, I can't blame the refs because the Cowboys, and I love the Cowboys, should have never been in that position where they needed the final seconds. But they ran 14 seconds off the clock, and they lost, and they were at about the 20-yard line, and they could have actually won this game. And I didn't breathe. My Apple Watch kept saying, breathe, breathe, because I guess I wasn't breathing. So fans were actually throwing trash at the players and the refs as they ran off AT&T Stadium out the field. Cowboys defensive end DeMarcus Lawrence could be seen batting away an object that was about to hit him. He later told reporters that it was aimed at the officials. Still, either way, this is not something that Cowboys fans do. When star quarterback Dak Prescott was asked about the fans' actions, he initially expressed his disappointment, thinking they were directing their anger at the players. But when he was informed that the trash was aimed at the referees, Prescott said, credit to them. Ooh, he was mad. So basically what happened is, despite all the offensive talent we have, we struggled to move the ball. Jimmy Garoppolo, who is so handsome, I couldn't be mad at the 49ers because Garoppolo is just so cute, you know, and it's always so handsome. But they trailed by 6 points, 30 seconds on the clock. Prescott starts to move. And they got to the 41-yard line with 14 seconds left. 49ers called a timeout to stop the clock. Instead, however, Prescott ran 17 yards, and then they were ready to get into position. Umpire Ramon George had to run to spot the ball. He collided with Prescott. It almost you call it roughing the passer. I mean, it looks like he jumped him. And then the quarterback couldn't stop the clock in time because they were already out of their timeouts. Quarterback couldn't get the snap off, and they go game over. Prescott said, we practice it. You hand it to the center, the umpire. All he has to do is usually come in and tap the ball. Don't necessarily know exactly why the hit with the official happened. I guess, yeah, I know he's coming to touch the ball. We could say, yeah, it needs to be closer to the ball. He said, it's just tough to accept. Because they were ready to go and snap it. They made the first down. They were going to snap it to get, you know, some extra time. And the ref wouldn't let that snap happen. Then he runs into him. He falls into the ball, touches the ball, and then the clock times out. Yet referee Alex Kemp said George did spot the ball correctly, explained that he bumped into Cowboy players because he was moving the ball to the proper spot. No, he didn't. He fell through them. So Cowboys head coach Mike McCarthy thought the sequence of events would be reviewed by officials and then allow one, you know, another second on the clock, but no. So that sunk. because now the Cowboys knocked out of the playoffs. So with something like this, and I know a lot of you guys, you know, are into football, a lot of you guys aren't. But I bring up football a lot because I think there's a lot of real life analogies to this. And one thing that really hurts, and my son had said this, he goes, it stinks that it's just one game. You know, whereas with hockey, it's like the best of seven. So if you have a bad game, you still, you know, have three more chances or four more chances to try to win it. But with football, it's, you know, but how I look at it is you can't be behind. And the momentum, and I say this all the time, like the Bucks scored first. When these, once people score first and they start getting that momentum, unless you have an Aaron Rodgers or a Tom Brady or a Mahomes, the Chiefs were behind, but then they were able to get that back. Very rarely they get that momentum back. And you know, you see the anger and the frustration of these players, and they make a lot of money. I mean, if I made that kind of money, I would be like, you know what, I'm still a millionaire, this is fantastic. But the competitive one in me, I was like, wait a second, I could have won this. And then Dallas, who would have played, hold on a second, I think Dallas would have played the Bucks if they had won, which might not have been good. So now we got the Bengals and the Titans, we got the 49ers and the Packers, we got the Bills and the Chiefs, and then depending on who wins tonight, we got the Cardinals playing the Rams. They'll play the Buccaneers for that divisional round. So it's interesting. I put money last year on the Bucks winning the Super Bowl. It was, I think, like 10 to 1 or whatever you bet. You got 10 times that. So if the Bucks do win the Super Bowl, I make some money, so I'm pretty happy about that. But, you know, football is one of my favorite games. It's just, you know, it's a choreography. Everybody's like, well, it's the quarterback. No, it's not just the quarterback. I mean, Tom Brady has lost a lot of games because he didn't have Gronk with him, or he didn't have Antonio Brown, or he didn't have, you know, his receivers. You know, yeah, having a good quarterback is huge, but you need the good coach. You need the offensive line, the defensive line. You need an O-line. You can't have time in the pocket if your O-line crumbles. And it's interesting because these quarterbacks have to have the backs of their players. When you saw the, remember there was the DUI on the Raiders side. My gosh, I forget. I'm sorry. Who did the DUI? We had a couple arrests with the Las Vegas Raiders. And Derek Carr said, look, he needs a lot of love right now. We're here to support him. It's not that Derek Carr, the quarterback of the Raiders, was pro-DUI. He's not. But if at all any player on that team thinks you don't have their back, both on or off the team, then you don't have that team. You need every player to, because, you know, it is about the stats. Some players are going to get bonuses based on their stats, based on their yardage. Others aren't. So you're really there to build up these other people's careers. But if they don't think there's something in it for them, like the Super Bowl ring, like their stats, okay, you lose them. And so it takes a lot of psychology, it takes a lot of work, and it's just fascinating how I love the Cowboys. I know the Cowboys have not been in a Super Bowl for a very, very, very long time, and you guys have been hating on the Cowboys, which bug me. All right, are there any Cowboy fans out there, please? You know, can I hear a yee-haw? But one quote I want to tell you guys, which I think was absolutely funny, is there was a sign up, and I've seen this before, help wanted. Every athletic team should have a man who plays every position, never makes an error, and knows just what the opposition is planning. But so far, there's been no way to get him to put down his popcorn and Coke to come down out of the stands. Now, that's so funny. Is we could be Monday morning quarterback and rip on them, say, oh, that ref sucked, or that quarterback sucked, or whatever. But unless we're there playing, we shut the heck up. 1-877-DOCTELLY. I want a new job. Well, the home made me sick. Well, the wall made me crash my car and make me feel creepy.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
From the deep south to the northeast, temperatures are dropping as a winter storm barrels through the area. West Virginia and the Carolinas are now seeing snow and ice, according to forecasters. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper says while the central and western parts of the state saw most of the last storm,
this time it's the people in eastern North Carolina that will likely feel more of this storm's brunt.
Governor Cooper has signed a state of emergency declaration. The northeast part of South Carolina is expecting snow and ice, and new Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin is asking residents to stay off the roadways. Baltic nations are sending U.S.-made weapons to Ukraine. The world is watching for a possible invasion by Russia. De-escalating talks will continue next week. This is USA Radio News. The FDA has expanded its authorization of the antiviral drug remdesivir to some COVID-19 outpatients. The antiviral drug has been approved for patients age 12 and older who weigh at least 88 pounds with a positive COVID-19 test results. They stress this is for outpatients who have mild to moderate symptoms. The FDA also revised the emergency use authorization for the drug to include pediatric patients under the age of 12 who are also experiencing mild symptoms, but are at a high risk of severe symptoms. The actions will allow the patients to receive remdesivir through intravenous infusion for a total of 3 days. The FDA said while these actions provide another treatment option to reduce risk of hospitalization, remdesivir is not a substitute for vaccination. They stressed that vaccination remains the strongest preventative measure against COVID-19. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I don't like the next two stories because this really, really bothers me that we have to kind of change some of our behavior, even though we never really were supposed to change our behavior. But I like to help the homeless. I like to work with the homeless. I like to give things to the homeless when I'm near them. I don't want to fear the homeless. But sadly, a couple people have died because a quote-unquote homeless person accosted them. Brianna Kupfer, 24 years old, a grad student at UCLA, was working in a furniture store in L.A. Apparently it's Croft House, supposed to be a luxury furniture store. A homeless man, they believe, entered the store around 1:50 p.m. This is daytime. Stabs her to death and then leaves through the back door. Brianna is a design student, was a design student. She was from Pacific Palisades. She was discovered 20 minutes later by another customer, but had died. She was working alone, and so nobody could help tend her wounds. She died before police arrived on the scene. And it was just a random homeless person that came up and killed her. And also in L.A., a nurse, 70 years old, was beaten up by a quote-unquote homeless man who was 48. She had worked at this hospital, I think, for about 38 years. And there was a 48-year-old quote-unquote homeless man who was found sleeping not far away from the bus station in connection to the attack. No motive for the unprovoked attack. But apparently, he struck her in the head. This was near Union Station. She was so badly injured that she ended up dying of her injuries. Sandra Shell, 70 years old, was beat up at 5:15 a.m. on Thursday near Vignette Street and Cesar Chavez Avenue, half a mile away from Union Station. She was trying to catch a bus to her job. Oh, this is at 5:15 a.m., where she worked at L.A. County USC Medical Center. She succumbed to her injuries at the hospital which she worked. Later that same day, they arrested Carrie Bell, the homeless man who was found sleeping not far from the bus station. Bell allegedly punched her in the head, leading the nurse to then hit her head on the ground. She struck it against the concrete, we believe, suffered a fractured skull. Bell was arrested without incidents on suspicion of assault, but his charge will be updated to suspicion of murder. Again, no motive. So we keep hearing time and time again that random people will go up to strangers and just attack them, knife them, stab them, hit them, rape. And it's not the quote-unquote homeless person that's like, can you, spare some change? It's somebody who I think is recently homeless. I think it's somebody who just ends up, I guess, not being able to keep a job, not being able to, not paying a rent, somebody with severe mental issues, mental illness. And we keep hearing a homeless person stabs this person. Homeless person pushes somebody in front of a train. Homeless person. And so I'm not sure what the answer is. Because we already have, if I was in law enforcement, I would be pretty damn overwhelmed. I mean, L.A., Chicago, New York, San Francisco. I mean, all these cities are being overwhelmed with crime. Crime in Vegas. There's crime everywhere. Homicides in the city of Angels, or Los Angeles, rose 52% last year from 2019. Shooting incidents up 59%. And these are people, look at what happened with that lady, that girl who was working at a fast food restaurant at night. It was an ex-coworker that I guess came in, demanded money. She gave him $100, and he still turns around and shoots and kills her. I don't understand. Everybody's wearing hoodies, everybody's wearing masks, so you can't see what they look like. I don't think all these people are getting caught. But if you can't work in a furniture restaurant in the middle of an afternoon, if you can't work in a fast food restaurant, if you can't go to work without somebody jumping you and killing you, we have a big problem. I don't think a lot of this labor shortage is, people not wanting to work. I think there's a good percentage of that. But I think there's a lot of people thinking to themselves, it's just not worth it. I don't want to be around customers. Somebody approaching you is dangerous. This is why I'm kind of confused with what's happening with the voting rights legislation, why certain politicians want random strangers to be able to come up to you while you're in line with food. put the food, if you need to feed people, well, one, feed the homeless. Although now I get, you know, people don't want to go up to a homeless person and possibly get hurt, but, you know, put food out there for homeless. You could put food out there for voters. Apparently I was unaware that there's a big malnourishment, starvation issue with people coming off work heading to a polling line. I guess they need a Subway sandwich. I don't know. But I would say stay away from other people. Get out of their space. Because right now, somebody accosting you, coming up to you with food, how do they know it's not laced with something? We are not in that mindset now where everybody is helping everybody else and we could all trust each other. I mean, no. We have this kid that just died because he was exposed to fentanyl at school. We have people stabbing people randomly. We have ex-workers shooting other workers. It is not a very safe time. So I would say if somebody is in a voting line, they should not be accosted by anybody. Leave them alone. Let them do their thing. They can pack their own food. If you want to have a little food station, they could go and grab some food. A lot of people in line say, look, can you hold my place? I have to pee. Or I'll go get you food. Can you hold my place in line? Most of the time, people are pretty cool, especially if you're bringing them back something or you return to them the favor. I'll hold your place in line. I mean, we don't necessarily have to have individuals come up and accost people in line. But I'm telling you, it is not a safe, it's not a safe world. And what I don't want is, you know, we're trying to now find places where we could restructure and move the homeless. And I hate saying it like that. You know, we have to move the homeless. We have to, but there's homeless camps. And people who don't have a home, people who don't have a place to live, they have a tent, and they'll set up a shelter on a sidewalk, and then police come, and they tell them to move, and things like that. But, you know, where do they go? We don't have enough shelter space. And so many cities are looking at having encampments or areas where they could build housing or build pods for homeless people, where there could be a toilet, there could be a little bed, and there could be a place for them to have some shelter, which I think is really, really nice because it's very, very cold, it's very hot, maybe a place where they could get some clean water. You know, obviously it's a public health crisis when they spread hepatitis amongst themselves. And they don't have a means to shower or clean themselves. So we want to, you know, help those that can't help themselves. But we also need to, from a security standpoint, make sure that they aren't just, you know, we don't have the next killer that's just sitting by a store that decides to walk in and just randomly kill customers or people who work there. And it's interesting, it's usually the workers that get killed. We don't usually hear about random customers, although that one person who walked into a bank, remember he went into a bank at 5 p.m.? He got stabbed with a machete. I don't know what it is. I don't know if we have so much mental illness and these people aren't getting the care they need. They don't. I just don't understand why there's just every day you hear somebody trying to throw somebody in front of a train, stab somebody, use a machete, use a knife, shoot somebody. I don't understand all this random violence, but it seems to be pretty damn often. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a couple days ago, I've been out of town, and I woke up to hear that the entire West Coast, as well as Hawaii, was on tsunami alert. Now, it did get canceled fairly quickly on, but there was a huge and devastating eruption in Tonga, an island nation home to 105,000 people. Authorities in nearby Fiji also issued a warning, telling people to avoid the shoreline due to strong currents. Huge waves in Tonga crashed into homes and buildings. The island was flooded. I think we are still trying to figure out what the damage was. It was a 7.4 magnitude earthquake. So between the earthquake and the tsunami, the local areas were in a lot of peril. They saw waves of up to 4.1 feet recorded in Port San Luis. Tsunami effect waves recorded along the coast in California, Oregon, Washington, British Columbia, and Alaska. Of course, people flocked to the beaches to get pictures and the beaches to get pictures and selfies and, you know, video. Surfers tried to take advantage of it. That's the thing. When you know, a tsunami warning hits, you know, you'd think everybody's like, oh my gosh, just stay away. Instead, oh, people want to jump and catch it. Santa Cruz video showed significant flooding in the harbor. There was a vehicle caught in the surge, and the tsunami advisory in Hawaii was canceled short after 8 a.m. local time. The surge passed through the area. Some docked boats got damaged. I talked to some of my friends who were over there. They said they were worried about the airport getting flooded because then nobody could leave. But so far, you know, luckily not a lot of damage in Hawaii. They say, though, a distress signal prompts UN concern after the Tonga volcanic eruption. A distress signal had been isolated in a low-lying group of islands in the Tonga archipelago. I hope I'm pronouncing it, archipelago. I hope I'm pronouncing that right, you know, group of islands, following Saturday's massive volcanic eruption and tsunami. So now people are concerned, where is this distress signal? Who's in trouble? Red Cross thinks 80,000 people could have been affected. There are some British people missing, two drowned in Peru. There were ash clouds that they could see moving towards New Zealand. Initial reports suggested no mass casualties on the main island of Tongatapu. But two people were reported missing, and the capital, Nuku'alofa, was badly damaged. Resorts and homes along the island's restaurant beaches damaged as well. They say further volcanic activity cannot be ruled out, according to the UN Office for Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, said on Monday. Only minor injuries has this been reported, but again, we don't have any formal assessments. We don't know who's missing. We don't know who else was badly hit because communications are down. The uninhabited volcanic island of Hunga Tonga, Hunga Haipai, all but disappeared following the blast, according to satellite images 12 hours later. The Pacific islands there were blanketed with ash. Volcanic ash clouds spread to countries thousands of kilometers to the west. So the OCHA said there had been no contact from the Haipai group of islands, and there was particular concern about two small low-lying islands, Fanoi and Mango, where an active distress beacon had been detected. According to the Tonga government, 36 people live on Mango and 69 on Fanoi. So experts said the volcano, which last erupted in 2014, had been puffing away for about a month before rising magma, which was superheated to about 1,000 degrees Celsius, met with 20 degrees seawater. That caused an instantaneous and massive explosion. That's 20 degrees Celsius. The unusual astounding speed and force of the eruption indicated a greater force in play than just magma meeting water. You could see the explosion on satellite. Australia and New Zealand sent surveillance flights on Monday to assess damage. Australia's Minister for the Pacific, Zed Selja, and Australian police have visited beaches and reported significant damage with houses thrown around. A British woman, Angela Glover, who ran a dog charity in Tonga, was killed, her brother told British media. The impact of the eruption was felt as far away as Fiji, New Zealand, U.S., Japan. Two people drowned off a beach in northern Peru due to the high waves caused by the tsunami. So we're not sure if there's going to be another wave, another explosion. Obviously, everybody wants to help. Aid sent to Tonga will be quarantined. Additionally, they said, So international communication has been severely hampered. So if we hear anything, of course, we will share. If you do want to help, reach out to your local Red Cross, Salvation Army, Vitalant, blood, donating blood. Obviously, things are going to be shipped internationally to help them. In our neck of the woods, we have thousands. I think over 3,000 flights canceled yesterday. We have about 1,600 flights today as we are dealing with some pretty, pretty bad weather. More than 200,000 customers are without power. I think they call it the Saskatchewan Screamer, where the eastern United States was hit with a major winter storm. It swept through the region, and they even had tornadoes in Florida. The storm brought snow to the northern plains and the upper Midwest over the weekend. It appeared to spread thousands of flight cancellations over the last couple days. In North Carolina, the Department of Transportation told Tar Heel State residents to stay home and off flooded and ice-slicked roads. Charlotte Douglas International Airport was, I think, 96% canceled, the flight. 2% delayed, but that's because 96% flights, I guess, were canceled. Today, they're about 33% canceled. Toronto, 54% canceled in terms of flights. Montreal, 30% of their flights are canceled. North Carolina, they said dreaded black ice made driving particularly treacherous near North Carolina and the Tennessee border, according to North Carolina Emergency Management. Storms in North Carolina appeared to play a role in the deaths of two people. A vehicle veered off of Interstate 95, struck several trees and a median. Nearly 700 miles south in southwest Florida, multiple tornadoes were blamed for destroying more than two dozen homes, damaging others in Lee County on the Gulf Coast. Thousands of homes were left without power. There were multiple tornadoes in southwest Florida on Sunday morning. Four people were injured, 34 homes demolished, 62 houses rendered unavailable. So there was one miracle. Fort Myers resident Edward Murray couldn't find his dog, Coco. They thought the dog had perished when the tornado ripped his home apart, but Coco was found safe. And thank God, little puppy dog. Oh, our little puppy dogs. So this tornado was an EF2, had left 7,000 homes without power. By early morning, 1,100 homes in Florida was without power. So the winter blast has left throughout the United States 620,000 U.S. homes and businesses, mostly in the mid-Atlantic and southeast, without power. 230,000 customers still in the dark. Tens of thousands of homes and businesses in Kentucky, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, West Virginia, Maine, and Massachusetts still struggling with power outages just before noon on Monday. So, you know, flights, for those of you flying, expect there to be some delays. On Sunday, over 3,000 flights. In fact, I think I have the exact number here. Yesterday, I think it was 36. I apologize, my computer's slow. Oh, come on. Today we have about 1,600 flights, but yesterday I think it was about 3,600. I have to find out. It's just taking too long. 3,000. I'm sorry, 3,060. Flights canceled. 1,500 thus flights so far, almost 1,600 today. Spokesperson for American Airlines said the company canceled 580 flights across its mainline and regional operation, of course, wherever there's hubs. And the weekend's winter storm, they said, has caused an impact, as well as COVID. I mean, everybody and their mother has COVID. We're hoping, and we're going to be talking about this in the next hour, we're hoping we've reached our peak. Hospitalizations are slowing from a COVID standpoint. The airline says they are expecting to be able to resume regular operations by later today. 90% have been given new scheduled flight times within 8 hours of their original flight. Oh, it sucks. It sucks to miss your flight, but, you know. Sadly, the accident, the driver and passenger were pronounced dead after hitting trees on the scene. I had my mom's uncle died of black ice in Cleveland, Ohio. Black ice, it's just, you just don't see, it looks like highway. And then all of a sudden, you just swerve and you lose complete control because it's an ice slick. And it's so deadly. And, it's a shame. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.